Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 961. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at Rabbi Yismach at take10fortorah.org. What I wanted to discuss this morning is obviously the first thing that comes up in Parshas Kedoshim, the idea of Kedusha. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe le'emor, God says to Moshe, saying, Daber al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, v'yemarta alehem kedoshim, to you, ki kedosh ani, Hashem Elokeichem. Be holy because I am holy. And now, so there are a lot of questions, of course. What is holiness? What is exactly required of us? So I want to deal with a few famous interpretations, maybe discuss them and flesh them out. So the Ksava HaKabbalah, for one, says that Kedoshim means Be'ez Pu'ulas Gashmus Le'yichavin Laha'anaso. Now, this is a very holy and ascetic type of level where you're doing physical things, but you do physical things in a way where you're not there to derive physical pleasure. That's how the Ksav HaKabbalah understands. That's what it means to be holy. You know, you think of the monk on top of the mountain in the monastery, that type of notion, that's the goal. And that seems to be something that we have other sources which seem to indicate against. And indeed, we're going to see other interpretations of Kedoshim. Rashi has a very famous interpretation. Rashi says that Kedoshim means Havi Prushim min ha'arayos u'min ha'avera. One should be separate from the things which are sins relating to arayos, sexual immorality, and other sins. But he says, and shekol makom she'ata motzei geder erva, ata motzei kedusha. We always find when there is something distinguishing between appropriate behavior and inappropriate behavior, particularly in a sexual context, the word kedusha is applied. And he brings a bunch of examples of where that's true. So now, the notion of kedusha is to particularly avoid certain types of sins that are of a sexual nature. That's the notion of Kedusha. And therefore, doing all of those things correctly as well is the appropriate application of Kedusha. That's what it means to do Kedusha right. And so to Rashi, it's all contingent on sexual matters, where Kedusha is really the trait which is control over that area of our lives. And there's probably a worthwhile discussion to be had about why it is that Kedusha is the focus, particularly in this area. You know, one might say that Rashi actually means something more broad. It could be a lot of different sins as well. But his point is, Kedusha is avoid sins, avoid a particular area of sins. And in avoiding that area of sin, you are considered Kadosh. You know, that's the notion. Rabbi Luner has spoken about it many times. The notion of Kedushin. Kedushin is the name for what we do when we get married. The Kedushin is the appropriate usage of those desires, the appropriate usage of that those proclivities that human beings have, whereas if we do that wrong, that can create and cause problems, and that is not Kedusha. That's Rashi's interpretation. And I remind you, there are many interpretations of what Kedusha means. I'd like to focus on the Ramban and see what we can learn from there. The Ramban says something very interesting, and it's not the only time he says it. First, we'll go to a pasuk in Ve'eschanan. Pasuk in Ve'eschanan says, Ve'asisa ha'yashar v'hatov b'enei Hashem. Do the right and do the good in the eyes of Hashem. So what exactly is that pasuk asking us to do? The answer is, I don't know. It doesn't really say. Do right and good. So the Ramban fills us in there, and he says, Al derech ha'pshat, the simple explanation is that it's just simply asking to understand, you know, what do the right things, do the things that we were just told to do in the psukim, etc. But then he goes on to say, v'zeh inyan gadol. He says this idea of doing right and doing good is a very major theme. Lefi she'i efshe lahazker b'torah kol hanhagos ha'adam im shcheinav v'reyav v'chol masa'o matano v'tukunei ha'yishev v'hamedinos kulam. He says the Torah says, or it's impossible for the Torah to say all of the situations and dictate as in incredible detail how we're supposed to live our life, how we're supposed to make every decision, how we're supposed to interact in every interaction in our lives. It's just simply not possible. And so when the Torah lays down rules for how we're supposed to behave, it gives us mitzvos, and it tells us what we're not supposed to do in our interactions relating to stealing, or relating to loans, or relating to whatever it discusses. It doesn't give us every possible scenario, because it's simply impossible to give every scenario. It's just, you can't even imagine all the scenarios that can occur. And so at some point, a person, after reading all of these laws, needs to simply get it. Like, you really just need to understand what this is all about. This is the principle, and we're going to see this more in a second, but the Sefer HaChinuch says, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha zaklal gadol b'Torah. What does it mean, zaklal gadol b'Torah? That you have this great principle of the Torah is love your neighbor like yourself. So we're going to talk about that mitzvah a little bit more tomorrow. But he says very simply, you know, if a person really loved their neighbor like themselves or loved their friend like themselves, you know, that would be the underlayer of what their relationship would be based on. I wouldn't steal from you because I feel like I am you, and I wouldn't want anybody to steal from me. So therefore, of course, I'm not going to steal from you. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha is sort of the engine that motivates us to do good, the engine that motivates us to do the things that we're supposed to do. So says the Ramban that v'asisa hayashar v'hatov is the blanket commandment, which tells us, listen, people, you have to understand that not everything will be legislated in the Torah. You're not going to have instructions. And just because it doesn't say it in the Torah, it doesn't say that it's wrong, does not mean that it is right. And that's the lesson that is critical that he shares with us in the words, V'asisa hayashar v'hatov. That's a very, very important lesson. I remember early on in my teaching career, my students accosted me with a bunch of stories about how religious Jews had treated them badly. And their impression was that somehow they spoke in the name of religion. And the truth was, obviously, those are not such religious Jews that they're able to treat somebody badly. And that's learned from this pasuk of Asis Hayashar V'Hatov. Asis Hayashar V'Hatov is the blanket that includes all of the things that, so to speak, were left out. So with that in mind, we come back to our parasha, and the Ramban says, what's Kedoshim Tiyu? So Rashi tells us that it's about separating ourselves from things that are forbidden. Maybe a particular category of things, to be parush, to be separate from arayot. But you know what it means, says the Ramban? It's not about separating ourselves from things that are forbidden. It's about separating ourselves of things that are permitted. The Torah tells us about arayos, sexual matters, and forbidden foods, and permits the marital relationship, and permits meat and wine. Im kain, if so, he says, yimtza bal hataiva makom lihiyos shituf bezimas ishto onashav harbos. A person could theoretically exploit the laws of what is permitted and create a situation, lios besove yayin bezoli baso lamo, and could entirely overwhelm himself with the permitted physical elements of this world. V'yudaber kertzon b'chol hanavelos, he could speak as he wants, say all the disgusting words he wants. Shlo huskar isu zeh b'torah v'hine yeh novel b'shos ha-torah. And so the Ramban says that kiddusha is not about separating ourselves from any one industry of sin, but rather kedusha is about, as well, just like he said by Asisa Yashar V'Hatov, it's to get it, right? You have the Torah prohibiting this behavior and that behavior and this behavior and this ritual and that ritual. The reason we have all of these things prohibited is to create a certain persona, to create a certain lifestyle. If a person goes and keeps all of those laws and somehow misses out on understanding what that lifestyle is, relating to how he relates with sexual matters, and how he relates to foods, and how he relates to other people, and how he relates to how he speaks, and a person ignores all of the principles that are laid down and doesn't extrapolate from them the notion of, I need to start to turn into a different type of person, and not just observe a checklist of to-dos and to-not-dos. That, he says, would be the transgression if a person would avoid kedoshim tiyu. And so the Ramban is understanding over here in these two phrases, with kedoshim and v'asisa hayashar v'hatov, that whether in bein adam l'chavero, or whether in bein adam l'makom, both the two relationships that Judaism is fundamentally made of, we have way more than what the Torah tells us to do. That might sound overwhelming. Really, or not at all. The type of persona that the Torah is attempting to create is impossible to just color in the color in the lines, color by number, where I color it in, I don't do this, and I naturally become somebody of substance. I naturally become somebody who is moral. Just following a rule book doesn't make you moral. Understanding the rule book and extrapolating from the rule book is what makes you moral. That's what makes you kadosh vis-a-vis your relationship with God, and that's what makes you a moral human being, v'asisa hayashar v'hatov, in relating to other people. That's the Ramban's interpretation.